Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about all things positive, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why not every Wednesday, and not even the past few Wednesdays, but this Wednesday, you can expect to hear me and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about things that are happening in our life. And so I am excited. We have been out of commission this summer without doing our podcast, and we are so sorry. We have had a lot going on.
A lot.
Yeah, a whole lot. A lot of good stuff, but also just a lot. And so, yeah, we moved. We had summer, which was a lot of awesome stuff, but it was a lot. And so that's why we have been lax on doing this, and we are so sorry. And we're sorry to ourselves because we enjoy doing this together. So this is a Thursday afternoon, and Heather decided to come up here, and the girls wanted to play with their friends, and so they said, hey, why don't y'all go do a podcast? And so we're doing a podcast. Okay, so what are some of your wins over the past month, Heather?
Well, me and the girls started school back on Monday. A whole month of wins. We've eaten a lot of Indian food.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing I can handle.
Connect conference. Yeah, which Chinese is wild. Food. She can't eat other stuff because it gives her indigestion and heartburn. But then she eats Indian food and it doesn't. It's the wildest thing.
Indian food, Chinese food, pho. I can eat those.
But we had pho for lunch this past Sunday. And
delish.
It was awesome. I really like it. And it's not bad because I'm trying to lose weight here. And pho is not terrible for you because it's just broth and
Rice noodles.
And chicken, and it's massive. Well, you can get other stuff too, but it's so good. And it's like the Vietnamese chicken noodle soup. Like, it clears your sinuses out.
It's so good.
But we also went to the Connect conference last week. Was that last week?
I think so. Maybe.
Wow. So the Connect Conference in Nashville, we were there, got to see some friends of ours, we cannot, while we were there, Heather got to go with me on Thursday. I spoke on Thursday, and then afterwards we got to go have Indian food,
yep.
Which is crazy because there's like this Indian like sub-community in Nashville, really close to the church we were at, and it was awesome. Yeah. I liked it.
There's like an Indian food store, Indian clothing store,
and like 16 different Indian restaurants.
Yeah, and so we just picked one and went there.
And I love that Indian food restaurants are mostly
buffet.
So it's like you can go and try what you want.
Yep.
But we've tried three Indian food buffets. We have two in Clarksville that we've been to. One's called Aroma, and another is called
Royal.
Royal. Which one do you like best?
I like Aroma's flavor is better. Royal has a bigger selection.
Yeah. They have these thing called samosas that are like fried. They look, let me put it this way. They're like an Indian chimichanga. That's kind of like it, but they're not shaped like it. They're shaped like little stars.
Yeah.
But it's good. And then they have chaat, which I think is chickpea flavored. Yeah, chickpea curry. Oh, so good. That was the best thing at Royal that I had.
Mm-hmm.
But then Aroma had like legit chickens, like butter chicken.
Tikka masala.
Chicken, yeah.
I forgot what else they had. We haven't been to that one in a while.
Yeah.
But
that one was good.
The one in Nashville
was delicious too. And we got to go without the kids, which makes it way easier to eat Indian. But if you had to choose, Heather, Indian or Chinese? Where are you going?
It depends on the day. But right now, Chinese food. But then again, I also want pho. But then again, I also want burrata from the Indian place.
Oh, yeah. Burrata. So burrata is like fry bread. Like,
yeah.
If you've ever had like elephant Indian tacos ears
or something.
Remember the Indian tacos that you could get that would be on a big old piece of fried bread?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not like naan, but
do you like crispy naan or fluffy naan?
Fluffy naan.
I like crispy naan.
I like fluffy naan.
So, yeah, we're really into it. And we watch like this YouTube guy, which I don't recommend because some of his later stuff, like newer stuff, has got way too many, I mean, like 3 swear words in an hour. But I don't know. It's just, but his stuff of like him in India is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we learned a lot of the foods and stuff. He just goes around and eats food. In India or Vietnam or Indonesia. And so we learn all the different foods over there.
Yeah.
But
Hong Kong wok does sound good.
Yeah.
But for dinner tonight, I have frozen Chinese food that looked really good at the moment. Yay. But that does sound better.
What's tonight, Thursday?
Yeah. It's not our Friday night. Takeout night.
Well, I've heard it's better to eat in person.
I know it is. We've ordered it DoorDash before, and it wasn't as good. But
we need to eat it in person. We need to
go eat it there.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could go tomorrow night. The girls made dirt and worms today.
Yep. So they learned about soil. And the different layers of soil. So, to go along with that, they made dirt and worms today.
Yeah.
And we did not keep it all at our house. We instead, they made it in little cups and brought it to the office to share because we don't need all that in our house.
I'm thankful for that.
Yep.
I
know another win. Me and the girls, ever since we started school, we've been walking like 1 to 2 miles a day.
Yeah.
So we break up our school day with, we do breakfast and Bible time. And then we read. We're reading all of the Narnia books, all 7 of them, I think there are. We're reading all of those for part of our school stuff. And after we read, we go on a walk, and then we come back, and we do our core stuff, like math and English and whatnot. And then we go on a walk again. And then we do our craft, baking, or whatever project for the day.
Yeah.
And then we're supposed to be done.
Another win in our lives lately is Heather's pregnant, which I think that was the last episode
that we
ever did. Heather's pregnant.
I'm like
14, almost, 15 weeks.
Almost 15 weeks.
So, yay. which we thought we were done. God had different plans for us, which is exciting. And our 2 girls right now are going to be phenomenal babysitters. Especially the older one.
And we found a cool app that a friend told us about, and we got a really expensive car seat, stroller, travel
A-Stock
combo.
If nobody's ever used A-Stock before, it is sketchy, but legit.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know, do they do it in other states?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
I think so.
It's just, I think Amazon returns that the manufacturers don't want, or the companies, like, they just resell them. And so they have these massive, what do you call those?
Like auctions. A warehouse.
Yeah, they have a massive warehouse with all these returns back there. But they do these auctions like every week.
And it's just online bidding.
Yeah, and you just bid and bid and bid.
And it starts at $1.
And you get brand new stuff for like less than half.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. We got a brand new travel system car seat combo thing for like 60-70% off.
Yeah.
And it was like this is awesome. But if you have an addiction to impulsive buying, don't do it. Because, like, watching that countdown is, like, addicting. It's like, oh, I'm going to win this one. So, or if you're super competitive, don't do that as well. But the reason I wanted to buy this one is because it had phenomenal reviews. And it's a good brand that we used with Georgia. So, yeah, it was awesome.
So that was a win.
Yeah. Another win is I am the 8th grade boys Bible teacher at Clarksville Christian School this year, which is very exciting. It takes me out of my normal realm of teaching old people. But I've taught young people before. And so I'm excited about it. I'm excited about getting just to be involved with that school. My classes have already started, and it's a whirlwind right now. But my head is above water. I am tired. But we are surviving, and we are making it. There was something else that you were thinking about, like things we should, like all the stuff that you had to talk about.
Oh, I've been doing a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
So it makes me think of, and we just had our 10-year anniversary, so it made me think about if we went back and did it over, what would you do differently and when it comes to a wedding?
Me? Yeah. What would I do? Not have a wedding. Yeah. I would say all the money you folks are planning on giving us for our wedding, let's go, like, to a really fancy resort. Let's go to the courthouse. Let's hire a photographer, do fun photos. And, yeah, let's go to, like, some really fancy, like, resort and just chill for 20 days.
I was going to say I would do, if I did a wedding.
Or Disney. We could go to Disney.
Yeah. If I was to redo a wedding again, I would do it as a breakfast or a brunch.
Yeah, I saw something the other day where some lady like asked her ladies at church to make their wedding cakes, and like they had 18 different, they had like potluck style wedding cakes, where like 18 or like 28 different wedding cakes showed up to this wedding. And I was like, that is so legit. I would love to do a potluck style wedding.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, if you're going to come and enjoy our wedding, just bring a meal and just have warmers and stuff set up.
Like, we bring, like, it just doesn't make sense. I would have done
a inside the church building wedding. Knock it out. Have people come. Go have a little potluck. Save a quadrillion dollars and go to Disney for a week and then to a resort for a week.
Or a Disney resort for a week.
Maybe.
I would.
Yeah, go play golf or something. So we are having a great time. The summer is starting to cool down. I'm very thankful that we moved to our new house because I get to go home for lunch every day, and it's not like, oh, that's so far of a drive. So
we only lived like 8 minutes.
It's probably more hassle for me to do all the U-turns that you have to do to get there than it is to actually drive. It's like a mile to our house. I could walk there, but there is some treacherous obstacles in the way. Like
the steep hill.
Yeah, I want to walk over there today and see what it would actually take for me to walk. Because there's ways around a fence.
Yeah.
That's sketchy, though.
Well, there's those, our neighborhood kids, snakes and ticks. Our neighborhood kids every day are behind that house that they're building. And I'm like, what are they doing behind that house?
No, not with kids. But yeah, it is awesome. The girls are crushing it at homeschool. Heather's crushing it at homeschool. And
it's definitely a lot more entertaining having Josie home this year. Yeah. She's so funny.
And our church has grown, and now that school is back in session, there's just nonstop chaos all day, which is awesome. So, there was something else I was thinking about. We've done, like, I got to go to Martin by myself. Have we done a post-camp episode?
I don't know. Did we talk about how miserable camp was?
This is positive podcast.
Not when you're pregnant and you go to camp.
So our camp week was hot, first off.
No AC anywhere.
No AC except for your cabins, which you're only in your cabins like twice.
And guess what? The pregnant one did not get a good AC'd cabin, so it was rough for me.
So you're sweating all day, and then, but this is, we're going to spin it in a positive way in just a second. Which we got to make good friends with people there and got to meet new people and things like that. But Wednesday, I had to drive to Martin, Tennessee, which was 3 hours from this camp. And so I was like, Heather, and I had already been so worn out because they don't go to bed at this camp.
No.
And so I was like, Heather, I'm going to need you to go with me. And she jumped at the chance because that meant she got to go home and take a shower and chill for a little bit. And then we were going to drive. So we went home and I took a shower. But on the way, on the way home, Heather decides to start puking her guts up the entire drive home. So I was like, you're probably not going to ride Martin with me.
It was rough.
So I had a 3 hour drive by myself there and then a 3 hour drive back, and it was very boring. But yeah,
tell me about it. Josie was sitting in the house and she was like, can we go back to camp now?
Yeah.
And I was like, Josie, I'm dying. Yeah. When I feel like I can drive us back to camp, we will go back to camp. And then I had to drive myself and Josie an hour back to camp by myself.
Okay.
It was rough.
This is something we do in our house. Sorry. Total side. Now I'm going to ask you a serious question. This is something we do in our house. But I've always wondered if you have like a hard stance on it. Dirty clothes hampers. Are they only allowed to be used for clean clothes?
Okay. So we have designated dirty baskets.
Yes.
That are the cutesy, wickery, whatever they are ones. Dirty clothes go in those.
Yeah.
If it is a clothes hamper, plastic, rectangular in shape hamper, that is only for clean clothes because that is how any mother knows that it is to be folded. And if I'm folding clothes and they stink, then something's wrong.
But what if you just take the basket down there, throw them in there, boom, boom, then put them back in the basket? Would you ever do that?
If my life were that organized, then yes, but it is
so
not.
So you don't have a...
I currently have 5 loads to be folded.
Well, I'm just saying
home.
You don't have like a, ew, I'm not going to let that happen type thing.
Yes, I am most 100%. I'd rather the clothes sit on the floor than put dirty clothes in the perfectly clean plastic camper.
Oh, so you are opposed to it.
Yes.
Okay. But you just said it'd be okay. Like no. For it to take, let's say we had a clothes hamper upstairs and we just threw all of the clothes in there, and then once it got full, we ran down, or we had a white basket and a colored basket.
Or how about better yet, the dirty clothes hampers are already in the laundry room downstairs.
Yeah.
Why not just take the extra however many steps down the stairs it is, put your dirty clothes in the dirty clothes hamper
That's
in the
ridiculous.
Laundry room? I do it.
So far.
That way, stinky
we
towels.
We need to create. I'm wondering where that room is in association with our house. I think it's on the outside of our house.
What are you talking about?
I think
our
that
laundry
room
is
on the bump. It's like a bump out. So there's not. No, there's something above it. It's the
bathroom.
Is it our bathroom that's above it?
I think so.
Jesus, try to be mean to me.
Okay, so. So, now that we're back, Heather made a very good point that our master bathroom is
above.
It's
our closet.
Even better. Oh, I'm about to create a laundry chute.
No,
shoot.
We are not.
How legit.
No, a laundry chute is not safe. No.
It's just a hole.
Exactly.
And then we put the basket over the hole.
A hole for that... kids to want to climb into. I've seen Home Alone.
We'll create a little box that they can't do that. That's an elevator. So we're going to create a... That is going to be so awesome. I wonder what would happen like if in our linen closet in our bathroom, if we... created it from there. Because here's my thinking. You know where that bottom rail is, okay? Think about it. We have one of those like pull out drawer things, but it doesn't drawer, it just I don't know, levers open, and then you throw the clothes in there and shut it back.
No.
That'd be
It's so much ingenious. Cheaper and easier to use your 2 feet and walk down the stairs.
No, convenience is always key to me. Convenience.
That is convenient. It's
convenient
faster.
Allows for consistency. Consistency.
No, it
allows...
wouldn't. The clothes would stay at the bottom of that laundry chute and pile up instead of piling up on the floor in our room.
There will always be a basket right below it.
And that is where they would stay because they'd be out of sight and out of mind. But when they're in our room or in the laundry room, I see them and I'm like, oh.
So it's just been curious to me, like, if you are someone who is, like, anybody, like, what is the debate? Are you okay with using the plastic hamper as to take the dirty clothes and to bring the dirty clothes or the clean clothes back up in? Okay.
No. They have designated separate.
Heather is anti using plastic for anything but clean clothes. There was another question I heard that was really good, but I can't remember it. What do you have? You have a good question for me?
I don't know. What is something completely normal to adults that is super weird to kids?
Sure, super normal for adults, but... weird for kids.
Example, our kids refuse to sleep with a flat sheet on their bed.
Oh, yeah.
They have something super against
the
flat sheet. They like they'll have the fitted sheet, but they will not use the flat sheet.
Yeah.
But then again, Josie.
In the most wild positions.
Josie
ever.
Is the. She sleeps under her bed most nights.
Yeah.
Georgia will sometimes come in there and be like, Josie's under her bed again.
Like Georgia just comes in there and says, I heard a beep. And we're like, go to bed. I heard a beep. Okay. I don't know. What do you want us to do?
Sometimes I'll go in there and she'll be looking out her window, seeing what the neighbors are doing or something. And I'm like, go to bed.
Yeah.
Our neighbors are perfectly nice people. Please go to bed.
We live with one person next to us and nobody in front of us and nobody to the other side of us.
I explained to her today.
And nobody behind us except for across a retention
pond. I told her, I was like, do you not realize that most of the people in our neighborhood are in military?
Yeah.
We are perfectly safe. Stop it.
Yeah. So wild. Oh, but school has started back in Tennessee, especially in our part of Tennessee. So that just means all the different slowdown areas are back and in action. That's crazy. Today was the first day I had to run into the blinking yellow lights.
Oh.
So like in front of our church building, we're on a highway that you can go 50. But it's a 4-lane highway that you can go 50 miles an hour. But during the school year, since we have the Clarksville Christian School in our parking lot, they have school zone flashers. And so for about, I don't know, a tenth of a mile, you have to go 20 miles an hour. It makes it so much nicer for the 4 hours that happens during a day. But
everybody's posting the same... like shared thing about no more slow days and stuff. And I'm like, psh, whatever. My days are finally slowing down. I'm so thankful summer is over. Yeah.
Summer was a whole lot. We experienced a lot of fun stuff, but I think we also realized there's some things that we just want to chill next year.
Georgia was like, I don't think I want to do camp next year.
Yeah, it was a lot.
She was like, I want to stay home.
It was a big, intense camp. But
that's because Josie was like, I'm not going to camp next year. I'm going to hang out with baby John.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Spoiler alert, most likely a boy.
And the girls are hooked on the name John.
But his name is going to be Baby John, apparently.
Baby John. Yeah. Let's get it right. It is Baby John, apparently.
They're stuck on Baby John.
I don't know if he'll have another name besides Baby John. But Josie's out there telling everybody it's Baby John Martin. And I'm like, no, it is not.
Micaiah. That was fun. When I went to Martin, I taught on Micaiah, which is a favorite prophet of mine. Or his name will be John Matthew.
But I'm very curious to see in a few weeks if it's still a boy.
If it's still a boy. We had a girl at church that did the early blood test, and it came back girl, and she already has two boys, and so she was like through the roof, through the moon.
I don't know. Same thing.
She was so pumped, and then all of a sudden...
We did the same sneak peek test.
But ours was like 9 weeks.
We 10 weeks.
10 weeks we did the sneak peek test. She did hers at like 4 or 5 weeks.
Six.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see how accurate.
Our boy. But you don't have any boy genetics in you, so.
But the heart rate was 170 on.
Yeah.
The last ultrasound, so.
A weird thing in Clarksville is they don't let like kids go with you into your appointment. So that makes things really weird.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. Like, if you have any kids under a certain age, they don't allow them to come with you. So it's kind of like a crazy inconvenience that they place on you. So Heather's having to make sure all of her schedules are not during my school schedule.
Lining up, like, people to help us.
Yeah. But, hey, it's the blessing of life, and we're excited about the opportunity. I know we were totally out of that stage of our life. And that's something Heather and I have talked about.
I already had a Disney trip planned.
Yeah.
I'll be so very large when we go.
But we do walk like 3 miles a day now. So yeah.
I'm trying to prepare myself, one, for Disney, and two, so that I don't become diabetic.
Yeah. Are you a... Okay. Since I have men's breakfast this Saturday... should I do Parlor Donuts and Shipley Donuts and sneak you back something?
Of course, always.
Or should I make something? Like, I'm going to go the Parlor Donut / Shipley Donut route.
I think so, too.
So, Parlor Donuts, if you don't live in Tennessee, are like these crazy donuts.
Apparently they're in Florida, too, I think.
I think they have a gluten-free option. And the gluten-free option is so very sad.
Oh.
I forget. Somebody was talking about because they're gluten-free. And I was like, does Parlor Donuts have one? And they showed a picture of the gluten-free ones. And they're just like, that's sad. Because Parlor Donuts are intense. A massive.
Croissant-style donut. They're glazed croissants, basically.
Yeah. Okay, and Deidre hurt Josie.
And called her spoiled.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm about to have to go to class, and then Heather's going to take the girls home, and then I'm going to be done with class, and then I'm going to go home and relax and work out and stuff. Oh, that's something else. I've been getting into a workout routine. I bought some dumbbells for our house, and so... Yeah, and I've got my duck call bench all put back together, and I've started on a new call, and it's pink. It's pink, purple, and gold with a white insert. I think it'll be really fun when I get done with it. So I do have a kid in my class, though, who's super into hunting.
Really?
And I told him I made duck calls, and he was like, you serious? You make duck calls?
Have you shown him?
No, I will one day. Oh. Okay, so.
All right.
Yeah, we're back, and we're going to be back, and we're going to make the commitment today. Every single week, we're going to have one to send out. Deal?
I don't know what day we'll record on, but it'll be
It'll come out on a Wednesday. Let's just say that. All right. Have a great week, everyone. Be positive and share encouragement or share positivity and be encouraging to people around you. Bye-bye.
Bye.